Hey Daily Dosers, we're in Ephesians chapter 4 today. This section is going to talk about the church and the many ways that we view different responsibilities therein. It's kind of a cool section of scripture with a lot of head scratching going on, but it says, But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. What does he ascended mean except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. So this is in the middle of this section in Ephesians chapter 4 that's talking about the church and the role of the people inside of the church. And so it asks that question. It says, look, if it's talking about a bodily descent of Jesus into the earth, and then it says he ascended on the third day and came back to life. So it's reiterating, Paul's saying, like, the reason that we're a church is for these reasons, that a man came back from the dead. And then that dead man, after he came back to life, then went and filled the whole universe. Like, this is the different levels. This is why we believe what we believe. But he only gives us that as a little bit of a rhetoric. And actually, it's a quoting Psalm 68. He's quoting Psalm 68 to say, now that all this has happened, he's now given us the church. And what are we going to be inside the church? And the phrase right there is, each one of us has been given grace according to how Christ apportioned it. And the Bible loves this idea of God did not make us originally as all being complete beings. When we are made pre-fall, before Adam and Eve sinned, before any of that stuff happened, mankind was not capable of doing everything by themselves. God has hardwired us for community. He's hardwired us with gift sets and giftednesses and talents. And it's not because of the fall, now he can only give a certain amount to each person. There's something that God says there's beauty in the need of one another to fulfill tasks as the church. And almost everything in the New Testament, even though it says the word you, it ought to be translated y'all or all y'all, because it's talking about the church in general. That was there, especially in Ephesians, that's talking about right here. So here's the challenge to us. If you are a member of the church, the all y'all church, the kingdom of God on earth, that means Christ has apportioned you with a certain gift set and a certain set of talents to further his kingdom. Now, you might be in vocational ministry in a church, or you might be in full-time ministry in some other capacity, or you might just be someone who you live your life and you're taking care of your family, you're doing your thing, and you're called to a different community of faith to witness to them and to reach out to them and do those things. But this really is saying, where do you serve inside the body of Christ? If Christ has given you a gift, not just for each of us in our individual lives to be witnessing to our family, to our friends, to our neighbors, but it also says now you're supposed to take those different works, and how does the work that you do, or how do the gifts that you have, how does it help your local church? A lot of you might be North Coasters, right? This is where this teaching comes from, North Coast Church. But hopefully you're at whatever church you're at, that you're plugged in and you're involved in it. Because the Bible it kind of doubles down by saying this subject, which is God gave you something that your individual church can use, that the body of believers around you can actually use. And so what kind of use would it be if we just go and we put our head in the hole, or we don't do what we're supposed to do, or don't do what we're called to do? Or if there's people around us who are looking for the proverbial foot, and we are supposed to serve the foot of this ministry. That's one of the analogies the Bible uses, is some people are ears, some people are hearts, some people are eyes, some people are noses. But you might go, well, the heart seems more important than a foot. Oh, for sure, until you don't have a foot. And then it seems like you might have a heart to be able to run, but without a foot, you can't actually do it. So he's interconnected us. And I think God has finished all of our different hard wiring and realized we all have a little bit of a wire coming out of us to other people. And he looked at all of that and he said, this is very good. You will need two things that you weren't born with, others and me. You're always going to need each other. And you're always going to need me. And for this church thing to work, you're going to need each other, and you're going to need me. And for this marriage thing to work, you're going to need each other, and you're going to need me. And that seems to be this recurring theme. So my challenge to you today is there a gift or a talent or an ability that you have that the church itself could be using, and you've just thought, man, I'm not quite sure they could use it here? The worst thing you can do is to ask and hear the word no. And in that case, you can go, cool, maybe I am doing what I'm supposed to be doing, part of this faith community. But maybe today, reach out. Is there a student ministry you want to be involved in? Is there a parking team you want to serve on? Is there whatever it might be, whatever church you serve at? Maybe go out on a limb today and ask the question, how can I use the gifts that Christ apportioned me to further the kingdom in this place? We'll see you guys tomorrow.